This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to our Econ Extra Credit project, where we watch and learn from documentary films every month and explore economic themes. Point is, you're very much invited to watch during the month. For April, with baseball season back, we're watching the 2023 documentary, The League. It's a fast-paced history of baseball's Negro leagues, established several decades before the integration of the major leagues began. The Negro leagues were vibrant, successful businesses and launched the careers of some of the best players baseball's ever seen.
I hear black people talking about church. I talk about the Negro League. So much depth. You had all kind of stars. That was a camaraderie, man.
I'm joined by Larry Lester, co-founder of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City, Missouri, and one of the experts featured in that documentary. Mr. Lester, welcome.
Thank you for having me on your show, David.
So these black teams are coming together in the late 19th century, early part of the last century. But let's fast forward to 1920, and people need to know the name of Rube Foster, Andrew Rube Foster. Tremendously talented baseball player himself, but this is a businessman, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. We think of Rube Foster as the godfather of Negro League baseball. He was the innovator and the creator of the Negro National League, the first black league to survive a full season. Rube Foster got all these great independent teams that were prominent during that period in the upper Midwest. He brought all eight teams together to meet at the YMCA in Kansas City, Missouri. And they created an articles of incorporation. They became a legitimate professional baseball league. And so we had our own league. And that was the essence of Rube Foster in his model. We are the ship, all else the sea. He was sailing against the tide of oppression and rejection from white America.
And these leagues, you know, were enormously influential, obviously, in baseball, but much more than baseball. Other industries, other parts of society drew energy from what was happening in baseball.
What we find is, as we become more independent as entrepreneurs, we got Madam C.J. Walker and Annie Malone starting hair care products for black women. Back during that period, a black person could not buy insurance. So you have entrepreneurs like A.G. Gaston out of Birmingham who would sell an insurance policy for a nickel a week to black Americans. And so we had to feed ourselves, become independent. So it was great. Haberdashers, barbershops, nightclub owners were owned by black people at the time.
So we come out of the Second World War, and the first black player to play in the major leagues in that era is, of course, Jackie Robinson, who comes from Kansas City. But that gets us to the central irony of watching the league, right? The fight for civil rights, the fight against segregation spells the end for a treasured resource, the Negro Leagues.
Yes, the ultimate victory of success decided to be the ultimate demise of black baseball and many black businesses, much like the big box stores come to town and the small businesses go out of business. Major League Baseball hijacked the Negro League fans, and rightfully so. We want to see how black players would perform on the big stage, just like we enjoy the Olympics. We want to see if we are the best in the world, not just in our neighborhood.
Larry Lester, co-founder of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City, Missouri. He was a historical consultant on the film and appears in the documentary that we're watching this month called The League. Mr. Lester, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, David.